May 11th, 1904, the world welcomed little baby Salvador Dali.
Time of birth?
Doctor, I can't tell. The clock is melting.
Salvador Dali, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Operators of the pipeline hit by cyber attackers hope most service will be back by the weekend. Meanwhile, the White House says it's monitoring supply shortages in the southeast. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military has dealt a tough blow to Gaza militants. He warns that fighting with the terrorist group will continue for some time. Meanwhile, the White House says the U.S. remains committed to Israel's security, but it is also calling for a de-escalation of the violence. If you're traveling over the Memorial Day weekend, expect a lot of company on the roads. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says more people will be hitting the roads. They expect about 37 million Americans to travel at least 50 miles away from home over the holiday weekend. Slow going today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 473 points. The NASDAQ lost 12. This is SRN News.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
And for my next trick, I will make my career disappear.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. Now that Amazon has dominion over all the world's land, I now intend to conquer the oceans. My minions have manufactured the most mega of all mega yachts. My yacht is so enormous, it requires its own freaking support yacht. Soon, a gargantuan garage door will be installed in the Rock of Gibraltar, in which I shall dock my mega yachts when not in use. It's like a mountain lair, but beachfront, baby. One might think of it as a support mountain lair. Perhaps I shall also obtain a support version of myself. A support evil genius, if you will. Breathtaking. I shall call him Mini Jeff.
Yeah, Bezos has a support yacht now.
He has a serious ego problem.
Yeah, you could say that. How about a sneak preview of tomorrow morning? I just want to see if some of this stuff is in, like the song about no more Golden Globes.
This UCN feature is still in production. Thanks. Please check back later.
Okay.
This UCN feature.
Okay, so what we got here is nothing.
Hey,
but tomorrow morning, listen for Geriatric Grey's Anatomy. That show's been renewed for an 18th season. And I think some of the steam off McDreamy is dissipating into the mist.
I've never seen this.
I worked with somebody who used to work here who talked about it all the time and was so annoying.
Bite me!
I'm not going to name
who
any
would
names.
That be?
I wouldn't say.
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Did we find anything out?
Yes, we're going to use these and write on the top of this, and she will get you some tomorrow.
Aw.
Holy crap. My friend Fun Size Jane.
I know her.
Yes.
How's that baby?
Beautiful.
She is always
10 months standing up in the crib. Looks like her dad. Very lucky. I mean,
okay.
No, wait a minute. That didn't come out right.
No, it didn't. It looks like her. It's pretty.
The baby wins either way.
There you go.
That's what I meant to say.
That's a wonderful couple.
This is really insane. Awesome. She sent me a picture from Costco. This is Costco.
Costco, Greg.
Costco. Okay. All right, this afternoon. And stop it! Exclamation point. There is no need for this.
They're creating a gas shortage.
Okay, I'm posting that. That's why normally I don't talk out loud while I'm getting something ready for Facebook.
Sure.
But what I just saw there is very distressing, and it's exactly what I thought would happen, because as soon as people start the story makes the circle, and then now you've got enormous, I mean, into the second parking lot. Yeah. Why would you wait?
It's probably the same way at Sam's.
You know, it reminds me of the Andy Griffith episode where the shoe salesman come to town, so the women start the rumor. Next thing you know, they all think he's a talent scout from Hollywood, and they're all lining up.
Those gossiping men.
Yep.
So, yeah, everybody that wants to be a big TV star goes to this guy's crappy little hotel room.
And buy shoes because they think that's just kind of the initiation. And he's going to listen to their kid who plays the accordion or whatever.
And the guy's a total loser. Yeah. I mean, the guy that sells the shoes.
He was about to quit.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't sold any.
Right.
And
I thought it was washed up.
It's a record. That's a company record selling shoes in that one day.
And then at the very end, and it's a lesson that it's because Andy starts out by chastising Aunt B.
Yep, spreading rumors.
Yeah. You must be cutting up somebody pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good
one. I've only watched that episode 5,000 times.
I know.
Falling asleep to it or whatever.
Well, they play some good
ones. Hey, by the way, there is a new... Do you have cable?
Of course.
You have WOW?
No. I have the other one that extorts you for money.
Another digital channel that's nostalgia. Look for it. It's called Decades.
Decades.
I would imagine they're carrying it. The other carrier. But they've got a ton of older shows that haven't been around in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, Decades. That haven't been, you know.
I'll look it up.
The original, The Lost Honeymooners, Armis Brooks. These shows are entertaining because they're an absolute snapshot of...
That generation.
Yeah,
that time,
America at that time. We've been kind of tuning into that, listening to some old commercials that would be, quote, politically incorrect today. We just heard the Goodyear story. Here's the Kool-Aid Kids in Japan.
The Kool-Aid Kids in old Japan rode rickshaws everywhere. But when the kids sat down to eat, they sure did miss their favorite treat. Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, tastes great. Wish we had some, can't wait. A story man who heard the kids then clapped his hands and said...
Can you imagine a company putting something like that on TV today?
No.
With these... cartoonish. Oh, there's the singing Kool-Aid quart jars there. That's
kind of
cool.
Song.
Of course they have.
Kool-Aid, it tastes great. Mm-hmm.
Kool-Aid, can't wait.
And then they go from animation to real people. I'll tell you what. Oh, and they're all Japanese gathered around a table, drinking Kool-Aid, and not wearing shoes. So there is some culture in this.
Yeah.
But nobody would do that today. It'd just be, you could get assaulted by 17 different protest groups. For that one. And the Kool-Aid jug winks at you.
He sure did.
I have one of those.
Tonight, right after Animal House, Eric Estrada and Howard Hessman meet the Dream Girl. Every man's fantasy.
I'll just knock you dead.
Morgan Fairchild, Linda Carter, Kathy Lee Crosby, Victoria Principal, and much, much more. They're the sexiest super ladies on the scene. They're the women who rate a 10 later tonight.
Oh, wow.
That's a one-hour special.
Oh, my God. Howard Hessman?
Yeah, I mean,
old hippie.
And Eric Estrada with those teeth. I'll tell you what,
chips.
All of those, women were incredibly hot, but they had that '80s hair going on.
Oh yeah,
big hair.
You could cut yourself on it.
Uh huh.
I have a picture of me with
a couple
big
of people
hair.
Probably did.
I haven't seen Rosie. As far as I'm concerned, you've always looked the way you do. I've never seen a picture of you from more than 5 minutes ago. So until I see evidence, I have nothing to say about your college.
She had a 911.
Bring you an album.
She had a Porsche. That's great.
Yeah.
She's a woman of many secrets.
I know.
But she's too busy trying to straighten me out.
That's true. She didn't have time.
That is a futile exploit.
You got that right.
It's not that futile.
Well.
It's pretty futile.
That's not my job.
Hey, it's Greg Futile with Terry Adams and Rosie Rock. News Talk 93.1 FM. let's see. Let's talk flooring for a moment.
Let's.
Please.
People who had damage during the storms, I got to tell you, I've heard some insurance nightmares.
Yeah, me too.
Including our own Jay. It's just awful what some of these companies are offering for ruined awnings, destroyed or damaged roofs, or replaced flooring. Either way, part of the urgency with that, nobody has more experience in helping people in crisis than Georgia Floors Direct. They've been doing it for 50 years. This was not our first rodeo with nasty weather. There have been many. Opal, they've been through that and every other major weather event for over half a century. They know how to get it turned around. So if your flooring got ruined or that ever happens, keep them in mind. Because Jeff Mallinson and them, they're set up with that huge warehouse and all the inventory to make sure you're not waiting any extraordinary length of time to get the flooring swapped out and get something nice and new in. But I'll tell you, it's distressing. I hope you don't have to deal with an insurance company for a home claim after some of the stories I've heard lately. Georgia Floors Direct, of course, is the place to go for anybody who wants new flooring, whether it's a room or a house full. Just stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers, and they'll help you find what you want in the budget in which you're shopping. You do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct. And by the way, maybe more importantly than anything, they have their own installers.
That's important.
Yeah.
Farm it out to somebody at minimum wage. That's good.
The entire experience is under the Georgia Floors Direct banner.
That's what you
the right
want.
Way to do it. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and look them up on Facebook. Local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. After 615 days, the Montgomery Biscuits are finally being able to have their first home game of the season tonight at Riverwalk Stadium. They do ask fans to wear masks when they enter the ballpark and as they move around unless eating or drinking. The game is set for 6:35. Montgomery police say seven people were shot overnight. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Montgomery police tell us four women, two men, and one juvenile male was shot. Investigators say this appears to be an isolated incident. Prattville police have charged 26-year-old Rodriguez Harris with murder after a deadly shooting last night on Presley Street. Prattville police say the shooting happened after an argument between two women about their children. Authorities say the children were there at the time of the shooting. Police say the suspect was also shot. He is now in jail under a $250,000 bond. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's up, boys?
Dad's up ball.
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out.
We got to get Mike Trout to the playoffs.
The Yankees are, they're loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Tuesday. This week's commentary from Menthol Meredith is her take on the very popular, fast-growing trend for butt implants.
Well, I've got some breaking scientific news for y'all. Apparently sitting on our keisters watching 90 Day Fiancé for a year deflated our butts. Yep, I was just reading that the demands for butt implants are at an all-time high. Now, I hadn't been thinking about my butt much lately, but once I read that, I went and looked in the mirror to do a little inspection, and y'all, not behind looks like a deflated pancake that's been freshly hammered by a meat tenderizer. Now, that wouldn't be so bad if I hadn't held the title of Miss Tight Fit Right Fit from 1989 to 1993, but now I look more like Miss Flat Butt Jabba the Hutt. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I definitely ain't got the money to get my behind fixed at some highfalutin surgeon's office, so I'm just gonna see what I can figure out with some duct tape and a can of Fix-A-Flat.
Thanks for calling.
If you ask me, you need liposuction after the pandemic, not butt implants.
Well, no, this is a true story. That is the cosmetic surgical trend of this year, and by a wide margin.
Butt implants?
Yeah. I guess now that the other implants have all been installed, we're going to look.
Yeah, we got to be proportionally correct, I guess.
Yes. So we'll be going lower.
And Leon's getting and backwards. Larger.
And lower and backwards. Gotcha.
All right. All the news sucks. So this afternoon we've been having a little fun looking back with fondness on our culture of ancient times.
Yes.
At old commercials that would never run today because they're so politically incorrect. Where did we leave off? What was the last one? That was...
The Japanese Kool-Aid.
Okay, let's see what's next. Oh, it's a cow that...
This is the story of the little bull who wanted to sing, but sing in a special way. His ambition was to sing in the Bull of the Woods Quartet.
Rich and mild.
No. You must sing deeper.
Rich and mild.
You see, Bull of the Woods chewing tobacco is rich.
Oh.
It's mild, too. And your voice must express that mildness.
Rich and mild.
Deeper.
Rich and mild.
His voice hadn't changed. Fuller.
And so the little bull worked and sang and kept singing. His voice got richer and fuller and sweet as Bull of the Woods chewing tobacco until that great day when he got his wish.
Bull of the Woods, chewing tobacco. Bull of the Woods, chewing tobacco. Bull of the Woods,
it's a fact, sir.
Long leaf filler can't be beat.
Rich and mild,
chewing tobacco.
Man, it's good chewing tobacco.
Bull of the Woods, chewing tobacco. Smooth and tasty chewing treat.
Wow.
Plug tobacco. Plug tobacco.
I wonder how you auditioned to do a voiceover commercial like that. We need people who can come in and make cow noises.
That's right.
Bull of the Woods. I don't think that brand exists anymore.
I have no idea.
Let's check another one out. This is certainly a trip. This is actually preceding my time, most of these. What's this?
You run your mill with the same kind of skill that's been passed through your family to you.
Red man chewing the bag.
You're the kind of a man who likes to work with his hands. Beech nuts, the tobacco you chew.
Beech nuts,
the tobacco you chew, and it's been that way, father and son, for a long time.
Wasn't there a beech nut gum?
Yeah, yes. Sure was. I wonder if it has anything to do with beech nut chewing.
I think that was the gum that Chuck Yeager used to chew before he went into space.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, loan me a stick of beech nut.
Oh, Winston with the...
look at the Flintstones. The Stones.
Wilma's mowing the lawn and Betty's beating her work.
They sure work hard, don't they, buddy?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back where we can't see them.
Yeah.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay.
How's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it.
Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack.
Like a cigarette shit.
I mean... Think about, what's a comp for today? What cartoon show can you think of that suddenly one of the main characters pulls out a pack of cigarettes?
Certainly not SpongeBob SquarePants.
There's a few episodes of Andy, where he lights up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like shocking.
Yeah, Opie the Mr. McBeavy. He like after he comes down from Opie, he sits there and smoking a cigarette.
But he sure looked a lot happier, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
All right, 5:20 is the time, and Legal Eagle and local heartthrob Chad is the place.
So Chuck Yeager chewed Bemis, not Beach Nut.
Oh, Bemis.
Bemis. Yeah, that was his gum. Give me a stick of Bemis. So, which is one of the greatest astronaut movies of all time.
Oh, without question, I love that
right
movie.
Stuff.
That's one of those when you get a wet, rainy Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
If you just want to watch a great movie, just put on the right stuff. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and one of the best endings I've ever seen in a movie too.
Yeah, I love all the old commercials. It's great.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
So, yeah, you're right, hey, Greg. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on what you just said. You're right. It was a great ending with Chuck Yeager. You know, again breaking another record at the end there. And I mean, just the whole movie was just fantastic, you know. And Chuck Yeager was the real hero of the astronaut program.
Yes, he was.
You know? He sure was. You are absolutely correct.
Didn't go to college.
Exactly right. That's exactly ridiculous. Right. He was a, you know, started off crop dusting and made his way up, you know. So
yeah, but he always got the hot chick.
Yes, he did.
By the way, he was in the movie. You know that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but what role did he play?
Bartender. What?
He was at the bar. Oh, the bar. He was at the bar. Yeah. Sitting at the bar.
That bar, the bar part of that is such a moving moment in the film.
Yeah, I want to have my picture up there on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No kid, man. Every time one of those things would auger into the ground,
and the guy that with the hat, the real face of death.
He looked like it reminded me of the preacher on Poltergeist.
Yes.
You know, the real thin, gaunt guy would show up, you know, like the Undertaker. You know, that guy's played Abraham Lincoln in a movie or two also.
He should.
Famous character actor.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't remember his name. Anyway, fun having nostalgia. I love hearing all of it.
Me
y'all
too.
Take care. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
And here is East of the Rockets.
Hey, listen, I got a question for Terry because we're both children of the South. Do you remember the old Trailblazer commercials that they had?
Trailblazer
dog food, and I'm behind a Chevrolet Trailblazer right now.
No, I don't remember those.
Oh, listen, it's a hoot. If you ever get it, just a bunch of good old boys, you know, stomping their feet and singing about dog food, man. It doesn't get any weirder than that.
I'm gonna look that up.
And Greg, I wish that President Clinton had sent Yeager up in the space shuttle. As well as John Glenn. I went and watched John Glenn go up.
I wish we could send Hillary into space.
Yeah. It'll be another sports car floating around out there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Minivan.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can make that fantasy come to life here.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Did it work? Did I?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. I wish. I wish you sent her up there. Disgusting human being.
Don't look at your radio with that tone of face, folks. That this show goes like that sometimes.
It happens.
We'll check out another one of these. I also tried to get a hold of Jay Quellen before Pooh Bar opened up, or if she's planning on doing that today.
I think it starts at 5:30.
Folks.
Pooh Bar.
No, she said she'd call.
Oh, okay.
Pooh Bar.
Really haven't turned. We've had some warm and humid days, but we really haven't turned the corner into the hot weather yet.
It's coming, though.
I remember my first Memorial weekend here. That's when I realized how hot Alabama could get. Before you experience soaring energy costs, invest $159 in a Clark's Club membership and get yourself covered. Make sure your system is running efficiently, that you have the 24/7 backup of the best HVAC technicians on the planet, and I might say some of the best people you'll ever meet too, that work for Clark's. They're the gold standard. Forget about it. They're plumbers. I can almost close my eyes and see Ed Sullivan introducing them.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act.
Except it's no act. They just know their stuff, and they're very, very good at what they do. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, Call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Sam will be right with 525.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, we are still very congested on I-85 northbound from just before Taylor Road all the way out to Chantilly. Slow traffic from Chantilly up to Taylor Road on I-85 southbound. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Authorities still on the scene of an accident on the Eastern Boulevard just past Atlanta Highway. If you're headed towards I-85, it's going to be in your lane. Use caution there. Northeast Boulevard, very busy right now, as well as 231 to Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership. On Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, the used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
All right, folks, listen. We're getting messages, pictures. People are calling about runs on gas stations. If you weren't listening earlier, this is a crisis that we're creating by running out and filling up the tank because somebody panicked and told you we're going to be out of gas. Mm-hmm. We're not. But we've got gigantic lines at places and places running out because everybody's freaking out. Don't.
Yeah, we're causing the problem. Stop.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very temporary thing. And we'd get through it just fine if everybody just went when they need it and not... That's easy to say, you know.
I know, people.
I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying, folks, you're getting yourselves in a dither over something that's going to be solved pretty soon. Sam.
Greg, hey, man, I'm standing here thinking, well, I guess I'm going to miss out on the gas rush. My truck's in the shop today getting a new heater core. Hey, I got an Outlaw commercial, one that I absolutely loved. I'm just going to throw that out. You know, I went to elementary school back in the early 70s and mid-70s. Anyway, point of it is, Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Back when TV was still outlaw. A bunch of black youth, bell bottoms, blowouts. They got them some bottles of Thunderbird. They sucking, and this is like what, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, a good wine commercial. And there's, what are we going to do? We're going to mix it with grapefruit juice and shake them up. And they start dancing. And anyways, I remember me and my two younger sisters, every time that commercial would come on, we'd jump up and dance with them. It was feel good.
For Thunderbird?
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice, shake them up. And that's my two cents.
I got to find that on YouTube and see it for myself. Thanks for the call. Back 40.
Hey, I got a comment about the gas crisis.
Yes.
The gas crisis is along the Colonial Pipeline. Colonial. It comes in the western part of the state. It goes diagonally out the northeast part of the state.
Right.
Montgomery is fed off of a different pipeline.
Right. We had an energy expert on earlier in the afternoon that explained all of this, okay?
Yep.
Right.
We already covered this.
Yes.
This is why we're telling people
there's plenty of gas in Montgomery if people won't panic buy.
Amen. Exactly.
Don't panic.
Amen.
Montgomery has plenty of gas. The gas in Montgomery does not come from the Colonial Pipeline. So please don't panic buy.
And you know what?
You're absolutely correct.
Certified by Daffy Duck. She's right.
Nobody knows better.
This is a self-inflicted situation right now. Joe.
Yep. Hi. Trying to turn things a little bit lighter.
Yeah, so are we.
We were doing the Fred and Barney commercial. You probably already know this, but Fred and Wilma were the first couple on television to ever be investigated.
To be investigated?
No. Of all the television shows, the married couple, they were the first one who were actually in the same bed.
In the same bed. Yeah, because they were cartoons, yeah.
And you were bringing up this space thing here. The astronaut died last week. Collins was his name?
Michael Collins.
Yes. I was reading some of the useless trivia here.
Our connection is absolutely god-awful.
You're breaking up really bad.
I'll try again another time.
All right, I appreciate it, though. Yeah, Michael Collins, the guy that didn't land on the moon while Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were there, he passed away at the age of 90.
Wow.
Wow was right, 5:32. So, folks, take a deep breath. We don't need to be lining up at gas stations. But I can only, that's why we had David Blackman on today to talk
He's
about
an
that.
Expert in this.
He sure is.
Greg, did you ever own a Vega?
Yes.
You remember the Vegas? You had one?
That was the first actually new car I ever owned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was driving through Michigan on a cold January night when I heard this pop sound and then this grinding.
Uh-oh, that's never good.
No, and I'm on I-94 in the middle of a snowstorm. Pulling off to the side of the road, thanks to the mercy of a truck driver, I was able to get to Chicago while my car was in Paw Paw, Michigan, running up a $538.
What happened?
The rod. Blew the rod through the
engine. The engine destroyed itself.
Then, as it turned out, that was a
common problem with the aluminum block.
And it turned out that they so I got my money back.
Good.
Because they did a recall. A little bit too late for me, but that was like one of the worst. It's a good thing I was really, really young because you can navigate those things when you're young and you don't know how much trouble you're in.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
5:33.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard just past Atlanta Highway on your way up to I-85. Very congested on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson Drive. Got a lot of congestion on Highway 231 at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights. And we've got slow traffic on I-85 northbound out of Montgomery from the Eastern Boulevard up to Taylor and beyond that to Chantilly. Also, Taylor Road very congested as well as Atlanta Highway outbound this afternoon. I-65 and 85 doing fine through downtown Montgomery. Just very busy there. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brewbaker.com.
Hey, Sam, if you're listening, Terry found the Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Yes, we
on
did.
The used, everything is on YouTube.
Everything is on YouTube, yeah.
Connie is called. Connie?
Hi, this is Connie. I was just going to call and say how refreshing it is in the midst of the world falling apart and going to hell to have a station where I can go and it's kind of a respite in the storm and hear all these commercials and talk about that.
Amen.
And get away from all the horrible stuff for a little while, and I'm glad to hear about the gas.
I'm sure there's people listening this afternoon who did not live through this era who are, they actually advertise cigarettes on the Flintstones?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's lots of commercials that could not be shown today. Yep.
Beverly Hillbillies push Winston's, too.
And by the way, while I'm on here, Terry, I'm glad and hope that you are able to do your show Saturday because I'm really looking forward to it. I'm one of those longtime listeners, and, you know, good to, people, if you don't listen, you need to.
Thank you, Miss Connie. I'll be here.
And one of these days, I'm going to make it to a Wednesday night.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Connie. Yes. Here's to the good health of the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams.
Thank you.
All right. Quick check on the forecast with Rich and then back at 5:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, I'm expecting this.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice-cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up. Now you get some.
Grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Sam.
You could dance to that one. Yeah. Way to go, Sam. Nice job. Speaking of Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Right here.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, I need a good attorney to help me with a dilemma here.
Okay.
A dilemma. What is it?
Do you want me to give you a referral?
No. I need...
Smart woman.
Just kidding. What's up?
We want to give away 4 pairs of tickets to the Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival.
Okay.
That's it.
And that's we want to give them to people that really want to go. They're worth, these pairs of tickets are worth $50. Mm-hmm. While we're talking to you, Rosie can take the first 4 callers off the air.
Okay.
So all I need you to do is to give us a legal, like, so be it, come to Pooh Bar, you know, Excelsior.
Like a comes now Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes.
Request that the first 4 callers to 272-1228 or whatever the number is.
272-9228.
228 shall be entitled to win a pair of tickets to the Blues Booze River thing. That's
Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival.
Yes.
So
there you go.
Call now. First four
call
people.
Call now. First four callers.
There you go.
You win. Look at you. I got all the lines lit. I should have you.
do that every
what
time.
What is it? 272-9228?
There you go.
You just called it.
Look at me over here.
Well, you
Rain
got you
Man
on line
in that.
One. You are amazing, as always. So what a day. Did you see, I hope you didn't have to stop and buy gas. We've got a real...
No, because there's nothing. Stop buying gas.
Yeah.
Stop buying gas.
The idiocracy is out, man. They're all panicking, and this is so predictable. On Saturday, I predicted this.
And our gas doesn't even, like, come from there. So
no, it doesn't.
Like, everybody chill. Hey, Amy. Hey, guys, guess what? Amy Hampton just arrived.
Oh, hey, Amy.
Our friend Amy.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Look at the 2-for-1 you guys got here.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Well, yeah, it's Bunko night. So the girls are back in town.
Bunko, isn't that something that your husband arrests people for doing?
No, this is not illegal.
Oh. Well.
We don't play for money. It's just good Christian fellowship over here at my house.
No, I'm kidding. I know what the Bunko thing is.
I know you know.
I know you're trying to... get my wife into your web, your Bunko.
And my web. The evil web that I have woven over here with the Bunko.
Evil.
So what refreshments are you serving at Bunko Night tonight?
Well, there'll be a lot of things that are wet. I will be drinking a nice tab.
Tab?
Some of my lady friends will be drinking the sweet tea or the water or the Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. So no Thunderbird and grapefruit.
You know, we're not going to have like any hunch punch or anything. It's a solid Tuesday night. We all have to work tomorrow. So, But Stephen went to school today and told all of his friends that it was Bunko night. Yeah.
That's what kids do.
Mm-hmm. And he cannot wait to play. His dear sweet friend Ellis lets him roll the dice with her. And so now he thinks that like he gets to play, be in Mommy's Bunko group.
I see.
Yeah, He said, Mommy, tonight's Bunko night. All your friends come over and bring Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
That's the Chick-fil-A for those of you that don't speak 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, I know. Goose had some memorable... I wish I could think of one off the top of my head. Instead of Discovery Zone, can we go to Beescovery Zone?
Beescovery.
Oh, my God, the Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
That was a jam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but we had Bunko tonight, had a busy day at work today.
We have been, after delving into the major issues of the day, we've been spending time looking back on our culture at old commercials that would be politically incorrect today. We just had the Flintstones for Winston cigarettes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
There's
that?
A lot of things. Like, you guys remember that show Dinosaurs that came on in the early 90s?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, it was on prime time, and it was like the little dinosaur baby, and he was like, not the mama. People will know what I'm talking about. Anyways, we were watching that, like the replays on Disney Plus or something the other day, and I was like, how canceled would this be?
Immediately, like, yeah, that's what we're...
What?
By the way, we have our four calls.
Oh, good.
So thank you. Rosie is gathering the information. This,
the Biscuits
I don't know.
Play tonight, right?
Yeah, it's opening night for the Biscuits and
Biscuits.
We're happy
I'm
and excited.
About taking I'm thinking about taking the kids on Sunday.
Oh, an afternoon game, yeah. That's,
I'm just well, because you know night games are hard. Even though I'd love to take Steven for the fireworks, you know we've got our kids go to bed hopefully at a decent hour, and that would just throw us all off.
This next commercial, the initial images of a woman in an office at a typewriter. Let's give this one a listen.
It's like Mary Tyler Moore.
And then we'll have to go to Discovery Zone.
I bought the fresh stick, just as you told me. You're absolutely right. It's neat and quick, and it goes on dry. It did make me feel cool and sweet, just as you said. I did everything you said, but my boss still hasn't asked me to lunch.
Unlike some deodorants, Fresh doesn't guarantee you'll get ahead in business. All Fresh does is keep you fresh.
Fresh. When you...
Fresh. Fresh.
And the boss has invited me to lunch. Show a little more cleavage, lady. That'll...
There you go. There you go.
I'm over here, like, mouth open in my front yard, like...
Yeah, this
what
is...
What in the world? But see, like, I'm not a fan of
offended by it. Like, isn't that weird? Like, I mean, I get,
well,
you know,
shouldn't
I
be. This is the way
it's
we
stupid.
Were.
Like,
I'm doing
stupid.
A Barbara Streisand song this afternoon. Let's listen a little more of this.
Which does is keep you fresh.
Fresh.
When you think of it, that's quite a lot.
Oh no.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's your coffee again. Oh, the desk sergeant at the station makes better coffee than this.
Wow.
That was
angry
mean.
Police officer, Jacqueline.
That was mean.
Oh, wow. Shocker.
Because the desk sergeant makes better coffee than his wife. Uh-oh. So marry him.
I mean, that could be facts. Facts are defense. I mean, truth is always a defense. So.
Look, we want you to have the most amazing bunko night ever out there. Bunko.
Thanks. Oh, I do have an Adam's butt paste report real quick.
Oh!
Yeah, and it's for me, not Lola, so get ready.
I've got mine right here.
I mean, it's not that personal. I had a little razor burn. Not anywhere inappropriate, like, actually under my arms, like a decent human being. I'm not European. And I put the Adam's butt paste on there, and, like, it cured it within minutes.
It's amazing. I got bitten by something near the thinking stoop this morning, and that healed right up. No,
that's good.
Yeah. I just wanted to give everybody a little update for razor burn or, like, underneath your arms when you have a little, like, chafing going on, ladies and gentlemen. Adam's butt paste for the win.
Yes, and a week from tomorrow is butt paste night at the Baumhauers.
Butt paste night at the Baumhauers. So, all right, guys, have a wonderful night. I'll try to roll some luck dice for you.
And give our best to Amy.
I will. Have a great night, guys. Love you.
Same
bye.
You too. All right, let's go shopping for a Porsche, Terry.
Oh, let's.
We're going to Jack and
tempt me, Greg.
This is, I love.
It's gone. It's gone. The 911's gone.
It's gone.
I knew it would be. Oh, well. Wasn't time anyway. Wasn't time.
Your ability to accept impresses me.
I have no.
I mean,
nothing else I can do.
They still got the 2019 718 Boxster.
They do. I do. And I love that car. And the price is right, too.
And it's a beauty. It's only got 2,000 miles on it.
I know it.
Wow.
And it's got the paddle shifter automatic transmission, which is what you want.
Jack Ingram Porsche is where dreams come true.
True.
I'm looking at somebody who's kind of dreaming on one of these, but they did sell the...
The red 911's gone, but that's okay. Oh, they got another one. Another Boxster.
They got a 2011.
Yes, they do.
And it's under 30 with only 65,000 miles
on
it.
Oh, man. White. I'll be stopping by there on the way home.
That's a certified pre-owned. From
yes,
Jack Ingram
is.
Porsche.
Sweet.
So, yeah, they have some deals that there's a 2018 Porsche Macan with only 25,000 miles. You can click for a quote on that one at jackingramporsche.com and a Cayenne e-hybrid electric.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah, that's cool.
51,000 miles, 2018. You can get a quote at jackingramporsche.com because it's time to love what you drive. And if you can't love one of these.
You got issues.
See your physician immediately.
Yeah.
548.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A fine quality strand of pearls will last a lifetime for your graduate. Marguerite's offers a special necklace strand of large, round, freshwater pearls at $199 and a slightly smaller oval pearl strand for $99. Pearls are perfect for any occasion, work interview, or event. Marguerite's pearls all come with 14-karat gold clasps and are silk knotted. Reward your graduate with a fine pearl strand from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is open 7 days a week in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Liggers customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cavco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cavco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, we gave away Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival tickets to Stephen Mosley, Brooke Burks, Robert Gray, and Ron Trahan.
Cool. Yes.
Congratulations.
We appreciate all of you. We hope you have the time of your life this Friday night. And again, MontgomeryAL.gov if you'd like to get your tickets ahead of time, or you can go to Flame Vine and get them there. Another Ken Reynolds spectacular. Yes, and he, as he pointed out, the entire city's services get behind this and make it happen. Yep. He's the planner, but he gets a lot of help from the city's various departments, not to mention the least, our police and security, to make sure it's a safe and fun event.
Yep.
And it'll be great for folks to get out. And I love the train station. It's just a cool place.
I do, too. Love it.
5:52. This will be our final visit to the traffic donjon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate all over Montgomery. Our busiest spots, Eastern Boulevard and I-85. Got slow traffic on I-85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. And we're very busy on Atlanta Highway outbound and on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way down to Vaughan. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy at the Redland Road and River Bridge red lights. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a pickup or an SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And you're going to save some money. Hurry before the selection's gone. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, a wreck, word of a wreck.
Yes.
Right after Skipper's latest report.
Right, just happened. 231 at Redland Road, headed north towards Wetumpka. Accident with injury.
All right, that could be
good.
A mess for a bit.
Yeah.
At 5:53, we were talking with Connie earlier about clearing the air on Saturday. What are some of the things you're going to be venturing into this weekend?
We're going to get into where a lot of that money that was that Barack Obama sent to Iran. We're going.
You mean that plane load of cash?
Yes. Where, how much of it he kept, and where it got routed to, and how they managed to pull that off. We're going to talk about all kind of things that we're not supposed to talk about.
I'm sure it was sent to help the Iranian Boy Scouts.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Have a jamboree, right?
No, actually, I think that money's being used right now to hire BLM and some of the other ones to help bring down America.
Death to America!
There you go, except for Joey.
That's Iran's middle name. That's this Saturday night, 6 to 10, right here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like our yourselves, who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We're doing this for Rosie. She worked very hard to set. Harder than even Norm. And this is her favorite.
Soup is great. The perfect lunch on a winter's day. So I'm gonna heat some soup to eat. I love French onion. Minestrone, tomatoes, split beef. Chicken.
Beloved and glory.
Thank you.
Terry Adams, Prime Minister of Playtime. Rosie Brock, for your amazing performance. And you were really good with the phone today, too. To Ken Reynolds from the city for the Riverbend Brew Fest, Brews and Blues Festival.
Wow, yeah. That was good.
I can say that because I am a professional announcer.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Because Rusty and David are going to be next here, and I'll be back tomorrow morning with the Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, Jesse, still on vacation, but going to join us from the road around 8. You have a great night. Watch the rain and don't go buying gas in a panic.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. officials are seeking to soothe concerns about price spikes or damage to the economy from last week's cyber attack on a major fuel pipeline.